Greetings to everyone. Greetings to the servants and Christians. We also welcome our friends who have accepted our invitation to come in this Thanksgiving Sunday. Those who are worshiping from home through live stream, we also welcome them. You know that the children and our great grandson all talk English, but when you come here, you heard that something very special. We are the Vietnamese. They speak Vietnamese, but it's like speaking English, mixed between Vietnamese and English. We are thankful for the children have remembered these key verses. We thank you for the teachers who taught them these key verses. We are thankful for the parents to allow them to come and study the Word of God here. And this morning, we will think about the title, From a Thankful Heart. And the key verse is in Psalm 136, verse 3. Let's all read together this verse. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Every day, we can be thankful for our parents, for our teachers, for those who has done for us something for our life. But you have ever remembered the grace from the Creator. We can call on the Creator's name, but our thankful heart to God is still in a fourth class. And the teacher gave the Thanksgiving a competition about drawing something related to Thanksgiving. And so they saw some of these symbols of Thanksgiving, like the we draw something that related to all the fruits, the gathering of the pumpkins and all these images about Thanksgiving to express the image of a thankful heart. But there's one, Mr. He draw a hand. And so why did he draw a hand? What does it have to do with Thanksgiving? And everybody thought that person maybe draw a farmer's hand, but that hand, doesn't belong to the farmers at all. And everybody was wondering, and the teacher was wondering why he drew a hand. And whose hand is that? And he showed that hand, a dark spot. This is, you have a dark spot on your hand, and this child knows how to give thanks because the teacher has taught him, and in that hand there is a dark spot. So when he drew the hand, but because of this dark spot that expressed that he wants to give it to the teacher, we are relying on the Creator for our blessing, the air that we breathe, the health that we have, everything does come to God. But how many of us express the thankfulness to God? Today, we will examine a heart of a person just like everybody else here. But from the day he met Jesus, that time on, this life has changed. There are three things that we can share together in this person. Is that joyful because of his thankfulness, the gift of thankfulness, and third, life changed because of thankfulness. The first thing is joy because of thankful heart. Zacchaeus, the now, this is a chief tax collector in Jericho, and just like the chief of the IRS that we have here in the modern time, this is happening in Jericho. And Zacchaeus in the Hebrew means pure, means innocent. But this profession of Zacchaeus is not pure or innocent.
because he's a chief tax collector. The tax collector means that to take possession of others to the Romans, but at the same time, he can siphon out some amount for him to keep. So when they heard of a tax collector, nobody likes that person. Nobody can accept that. And they count that as evil person. First, they are the tax collector to take the money of the Jews and give it to the Romans. Now, also, they can take a portion and put it in their pocket. And so the Jews was not like a cheap tax collector. Zacchaeus could live according to the meaning of his name. If somebody has a gentle name like that, but the words is so bitter, it will be in opposite of the name. And it's like a conflict. A beautiful name, but the attitude is opposite. Or a person, Mr. Fat, but he's also skinny. So that means there is a conflict between his name and his appearance. And Zacchaeus is something that can carry a name that pure and innocent, but his profession is evil in the eyes of the Jewish people at that time. Taking the money from the people, give it to the Roman. So the image of Zacchaeus is represent many of us in this world, because many people live, doesn't have a meaning to the life, live in an empty life, hated by other people, neglected by everyone. Here, nobody told Zacchaeus, there is Jesus coming. Nobody wants to have a relationship with Zacchaeus here, a chief collector. Even Jesus, nobody heard. Jesus didn't even hear about Zacchaeus. And this, Jesus had not known this, but the stories show us that Jesus has came to the tree where Zacchaeus climbed up there to look where Jesus is coming from. The congregation, when Jesus came across and saw Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, why does Jesus know that Jesus? Because he is the creator, because he knows everything that happens around him, because he knows each person of us. When Zacchaeus climbed on the tree, and there only want to see Jesus, who is this Jesus? He was asking. And he climbed up but when Jesus came to the tree, he came with a purpose. He said, oh, Zacchaeus, it is time now, for tonight I will be in your house. But why not other house? Why is the house Zacchaeus? Because he has a purpose. Jesus does. Now today, some of us, some of our friends here, you come maybe in by happenstance, but Jesus come to find you with a purpose. When we read the last part, for he come to seek and save the lost. When Jesus came, doesn't happen then. It's not by chance. And when we come here, it's not by chance either. But when is Jesus seeking the lost and to save the lost? We have lost. Why am I here in this verse? A lost a person with the life has no purpose, with an anxious, a desperate life, hopeless. They can want to find some kind of entertainment to fill up their heart. Or they can work like mad. Or find themselves in parties day after day, or any kind of entertainment. But when they come home, their heart is empty. When we are in that situation, when we are lost, we have no foundation. So when we post something on the Facebook that is meaningless, is something in desperation, or they can borrow some song or somebody's lyrics or a poem of someone to post on Facebook. What for? So can find somebody who has the same situation and share with them. And all these things expresses that the person is empty inside. The lonely heart. The emptiness of their heart. they could not find the true meaning of their life. So they can find somebody who has the same to share with them. Here, Zacchaeus, nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted to talk to him because that is someone who are doing evil stuff. People come to Jesus to listen, to witness the miracles of Jesus, to talk to Jesus. Now, this Zacchaeus, he was so short. He's shorter than anybody else because his profession is evil according to the Jewish person. So they could not, he could not assimilate to the society. And because of that, everybody neglected him. Now, he only wants to know who Jesus was. He has climbed up that, he anticipated what Jesus is present and then climbed up on the sycamore tree to see who this Jesus was. I think that there was no Facebook. He could not post anything for them. But he has a fig tree that he can bring himself up on the tree. And that action at Zacchaeus is also unusual because he did not climb the tree every day. And this is very strange because nobody climbed up a tree like that. But here, because of his heart, is seeking. He is empty. Nobody is close to him. Many people, who is this Jesus here? He wanted to know about this Jesus so bad. Dear congregation, our Jesus has come and seek out Zacchaeus, the one who was hated by everyone, who has a life of restoration. And Jesus has changed the life of Zacchaeus. This encounter with Jesus has brought Zacchaeus a joy, not just a moment, but the joyful lasting the whole night. In verse 6, Zacchaeus suddenly come down and happily welcomed Jesus. The fact that he went down is very fast. It took him a long time to climb, but when he came down, it's very fast. Why? Because of his joyful heart, and he invited Jesus into his house. This tonight, I will be with you in your house. What caused Zacchaeus so joyful like that? It came from a thankful heart. Because this person, nobody understands Zacchaeus. Nobody can talk to him. Nobody loves this person. But praise be the Lord. There is a Jesus. He agreed to come to the house of Zacchaeus, a sinner. And that causes Zacchaeus his heart to have joy because of his thankful heart. Joy because Jesus agreed to come into this house of sinner. No Jewish would be doing that one. And the fact that Jesus came into the house of Zacchaeus, it became a great thing for Zacchaeus. And the key word says, the Lord has done great things for us. And we are filled with joy. Psalm 126, which Zacchaeus is happy because Jesus has done a great thing. Nobody can do it except Jesus. He agreed to come into the house of Zacchaeus. The second point from Zacchaeus is that we're here because of our thankfulness. Zacchaeus said something in verse 8. He said, Lord, Lord, I will give half of my inheritance to the poor. Here, congregation, when Jesus encountered Jesus, his life has meaning. The thankfulness, the joy in his heart, caused, make him to say joy, not because he received anything, but because we can give others. Do you have that kind of joy in your life to give away? What Zacchaeus is done is different than what his heart. Before he was greedy, he took from others, give to the Romans, and keep part of that. And because the Romans' law allowed him. But now, Zacchaeus has done something very unusual. He was not tied down by Jewish law to do that. Take him of his possession and give to the poor. Zacchaeus did not, Jesus did not want his obligation. Jesus did not ask him to do that. But because of his thankful heart, Jesus had accepted him and his life has changed. What? Whoever hate. They said, Jesus came into the sinner's house. Nobody wants to come into Zacchaeus' house. And they don't want even anyone like Jesus to come because that's the house of a sinner. Despised by the people. Zacchaeus is a sinner. He is not worthy. But in the eyes of Jesus, Zacchaeus is something precious. Jesus said, this is also the son of Abraham. Do you know who Abraham was? Abraham is somewhat the forefather of the Jewish people. Among the world chosen, Abraham has been chosen. He said, from there I will create a great nation among all nations. And that is the Israel nation. When Abraham was chosen, he gave him certain promise. I will make you a great nation. I give you blessing. I will make your name well known. I will make you a source of blessing. I will give you who bless you. I will curse you whoever curse you. And all the nations will be blessed by you. That seven promises has been fulfilled in Abraham's life and the congregation. Zacchaeus been chosen. Jesus would change Zacchaeus' life. When God chooses you and me, he will change your life and life, and your life and my life to be worthy of his love. God see in our heart. People give our value in the appearance or the moral attitude or the possession of the person, the outward appearance. But with Jesus, Jesus chose. Because what causes this person exists on this earth? What is the purpose of the person chosen by the Lord? Your congregation, the Lord created, has created all of us here. We have our parents give us a body, but the life in us is the life from God himself. So each one of us existed here is created but by our Creator with a purpose. And the Bible ascertains our values. Each one of us is worthy of God's love. The reason we are here, because of our Creator. And our purpose here on this earth is for Him. And because of this thankful, Zacchaeus has become a life worthy of Jesus. Not counting only, but pay attention to others. And he gave generously of his position. And he said to the Lord, Jesus, in verse 2, talk about, he is a chief tax collector and was wealthy. I assume that if you have 50 million and he spent 25 million for the poor, is that a lot? If he's a billion, he will give $500 million for the poor. If he has 20 billion, he will spend 10 billion to give to the poor. Is it a great amount? Yes, of course. So when Zacchaeus is a wealthy like this, I give half of my inheritance to give the poor. We think that this is because the people of Jericho will be very happy of this action of Zacchaeus, because somebody will receive something from Zacchaeus, dear congregation. Jesus has done some great things for Zacchaeus. Now, Zacchaeus' life has a different purpose, not for himself, but for the Lord Jesus. Zacchaeus has invited Jesus into his house. He became a joyful person. He invited him into his heart, he became somebody to live to give again. No religion can do this kind of thing to Zacchaeus. But a person with Jesus, he would change the heart of that person. Jesus has done great things for Zacchaeus, and he's now is filled with joy. There's a story of a lady. When this lady driving in a empty highway, she was have a flat tire, and it's an empty highway there. Nobody walking around. She was concerned how can anybody help her with the flat iron? But somebody approached her, and she was concerned. May wanted to help, but he looked very dreadful. When he approached, "What do you want me to help with you?" He said, "I had a flat iron. I need to change this flat iron." And so this young person agreed to fix the flat iron for her, and she was going to, if afterward, whatever price he asked, I will pay this person. And she was afraid because of this person looks a bit scary. But finally, when we took, and he said, "No, I don't want to accept your money," and he walked away. And she was so surprised of this action. And, "What is your name?" And he said, "My name is Brian." And he walked away. This lady and drove his car, her car. She felt sorry he didn't ask for this address. And she was regretting not asking. And on the way, about 30 minutes later, she came into a small restaurant on the side of the road. And she wanted to buy some food to take along. And finally, she took out some money, $400, to pay the cashier. And because she was pregnant, maybe she needed this with a and this lady continued to work even though she was pregnant and about to give birth. And with this amount of money, the cashier said, no, it's only $12. And she said to this cashier, "Oh, half hour away, somebody has done helped me, and I couldn't do to repay what he has done for me. So why don't you, I want to do this for you. Why don't you accept this amount of money? Because you are about to give birth. You will need this to care for your child. Oh, you don't need to pay me. But if you want to repay, to do some good things for some others, the congregation." And this pregnant woman received this gift from this lady afterward. When her husband came back, and this pregnant recounted the encounter with someone who claimed, "It's only cost $12 for the goods, but she gave me $400, she said, because she received a help from somebody. If I do something good, something that the other person will make friends to her, to someone who help others. They give thanks to the Lord because they have received grace from the Lord." And she said, "Good night, Brian." And that is the husband of that pregnant lady. The Lord always wants to come into your heart. The world will be better if everything that the Lord can do for us, the great things that the Lord can do for us. The third point that we can share together. Life changed because of a thankful heart. Zacchaeus told the Lord, "Now if I have owed somebody or cheat somebody, I will repay four times." Zacchaeus is a Jewish, but he never kept the law of Jesus in a position of a tax collector to take the money from the people and then take part of it and pocket that money. With the Jewish people, they have a law that if you lost somebody's oxen, you have to get back an oxen. If you kill a lamb or someone, you have to repay that lamb. Anything that is lost by somebody else must repay exactly the same. But in the Jewish law, there are certain special laws, like if a thief to capture an oxen or a lamb, to steal it. In a way, if he got caught stealing that, he's stealing that in his hand. He has to repay twice that much. An oxen will be repaid by two oxen. A lamb will be repaid by two lambs. Or someone who stole of somebody else's possession that he didn't realize that he was stealing it. But when it's in front of the judge, The judge will say to recognize that you were the one who stole of this possession. Now that person guilty must repay double. And those are the special when they cut somebody who stole. Here, Zacchaeus did not repay twice. But how much did he pay? Four times. Four times what he cheated out of other people. What causes Zacchaeus to say that if I cheated anybody, I will repay that person four times? Is a thankful heart. Because of how Jesus has treated Zacchaeus, it's very special treatment by Jesus, by others. So the thankful heart of Zacchaeus caused Zacchaeus to do that is above what the law requires of him. The law only requires to repay double. But now Zacchaeus would repay four times as much. That thankful heart has changed his life, has created a new creation before he took. Then he would not repay now. He's thinking about repay everyone that he cheated four times. The thankful heart has caused Zacchaeus to be repentant, to change what he has done wrong before. Before I took, now I will repay four times, Zacchaeus told the Lord. That thankful heart caused Zacchaeus not continue in his old ways of living. Dear congregation, if whoever has a, not just somebody who go to church, if he or she or us have the Christ, and the life of Christ can express the love of Christ through their life, to express it that their heart belongs to Jesus. If a person who has Christ in their heart, they can do without any supervisor telling them what to do, whether the boss is there or not. A person with Christ in their heart that will live in a innocent way, in a truthful way, and they can lose the benefit that way. The one who has Christ, their life will have meaning and does not be a hopeless person. Doesn't matter what. When Christ enters into the heart, that life will change. There's a director, a story in New York. She's a director. She gives thanks to the student who become all good. And in an opportunity, she gave a long ribbon, a blue ribbon, and written, and on that inscribed the word, "I thank you for you are a wonderful person, because this teacher is thankful for each of the students." And so, in addition to ribbons, they have three more ribbons, and go home. Whoever that you are thankful for, give that blue ribbon for that person. And so put one of the ribbon on their neck, and the rest, two more, so they can continue to find somebody that are thankful that they can put around their neck. And so somebody, she remember a farmer next to her. She is thankful for this worker, and he worked very hard for the neighbors. "Oh, mister, you are a wonderful. I'm thankful for you, so I give you this blue ribbon." And at the same time, give two more. If you have somebody who are thankful for, then you can give this blue ribbon to that person. And so this worker give thanks to this child who gave him this ribbon. He was very proud of himself. And next time, he came to the director, "Oh, mister, you are a wonderful person. You gave him the job here very good. So you are a wonderful person and I'm thankful. I want to give you this blue ribbon." And this director said, "Also, this the rest, you'll give it to someone else. You feel is thankful for the life of that person that you want to." And this director went home and saw his son. He said, "Oh, son, you are a wonderful person and I want to give you the ribbon because you are a wonderful person. He said to his son, though I was so busy, so I could not be close to you, that I could not take care of you. Maybe sometime I have rebuked you, and maybe you thought that I didn't love you, or I neglected you, but today, with this ribbon, I want to say to you, I love you very much. You are a wonderful son. And the son cried out, told his father, oh dear father, I was writing a letter that I was going to give you to you. I did not want to complain a letter because you don't have time for me. And after giving this letter, I plan to depart and never return home. But now, his heart has changed. Do you think that surrounding us, there are many are deserving? You are a wonderful person, and I'm thankful for you. Do you think that we continue to give the ribbon of love to whoever next to us because our heart are thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you think that only this ribbon that can cause a restoration, somebody who are planning to run away from home to receive this movement, think about great things that the Lord has done so that we can experience the joy in our heart so that we become to give, to share what we have. And we ourselves become a new person of value that our family as well as for our society. I hope that in this Thanksgiving time, God can use this story of Zacchaeus to put in our heart a thankful heart with the one who created us and gave us everything, who has sacrificed on the cross to purchase us to have everlasting life, save us from the lost, to have everlasting life, to become children of God. I hope that all our friends here to receive the invitation to come and worship with her, you can experience that kind of love in your heart. May God bless each one of you. Happy Thanksgiving.